Praise the Lord. Message number 113. The title of the message is Prayer Part 5. We will discuss in the message, in this message, a life of one of the servants of God, how he saved God, and how God helped him through the life of prayer. We know that in the book of James, chapter 5 and verse 16, it says that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, or the prayer of the righteous man is much avail. It's not only prayer is important in our life to save God, but righteous life before him, it helps us to receive quick answer prayers and relief from the Lord. The servant that we are going to discuss is the servant of Abraham. Abraham, when he was in his old age, he was facing a problem. It's a problem that is Isaac is old and he need to have a family. But around Abraham there was no a believer woman, and he is not able, and he will not be able to take any woman of the Canaanite, those who were around them, because they were so unbeliever, and they will take his son into the worldly things, and the next generation will be affected. God put in the heart of Abraham that he can take a woman from his family if the woman is willing to leave her background, as Abraham left his background and his tradition and his religion and his culture and his elder worship and his practices. We will read that in the book of Genesis chapter 24. We will read it from the beginning of this chapter. Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. He called his servant. He entrusted him with the mission work that he needed to do. Abraham, we know that he cannot go back to the place that he came out from, because the Lord told him leave when God called him in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. So he cannot go back, but he called his servant and he entrusted him with the mission. In verse 3, he told him, I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among them, among whom I am living. He told him, don't allow that my son will take one of those Canaanite women, because they will bring Isaac to idol worship, and Isaac is the next generation that will bring the word of God, the will of God, to the next generation. And the same for us. We need to care for our children, that they will not get involved in a worldly way. They get not involved in the practice of this world, in the worldliness, or get married to non-believers. But they will get a suitable partner who follow God wholeheartedly. In verse 4, Abraham told his servant, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. It seemed that God had put in his heart that it is possible that he can get a woman from there. As he left his background, then he had the faith that God can make a woman willing to leave that background and follow the way that Abraham and Isaac were following. To have a woman from around Abraham, it will not be possible for her to leave her family because they are just near. It will be more influencing Isaac to go back, to go to the worldly way of life and to the pagan worship. But to have a woman from far away, from where Abraham was called, and if she is willing to come out, then once she will reach the place of Isaac, she will not be able to go back to where she belonged. In verse 5, the servant asked him, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? He told him, if the woman is not willing, and that is a common situation, which woman is willing to leave her father and mother and to leave her family and her relative and the place that she is living? Most likely she will say, or they will say, bring Isaac there. The servant want a clear statement from Abraham. Verse 6, make sure that you do not take my son back there. Abraham make it very clear to him, there's no way that Isaac will go back. We have left that background and we are not willing to go back. If the woman is willing to come out, then you bring her to be a wife for my son Isaac. And Abraham assured his servant, that servant is God's servant, assured him with faith that the Lord will do it for him. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offsprings I will give this land, he will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. Abraham gave him the message of faith that the Lord himself will do it for you. The Lord himself will do it for us. But we and you and me, we should not be double-minded people and compromise. God wanted Abraham to stand firm, and he wanted also his servant to stand firm in doing that task and that mission. The servant was really clear-minded, as we read the story and found out how he acted with faith. Truly, as we read in verse 9 onwards, so the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camel and left, taking with him all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram Naharim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward evening, the time the woman go out to draw water. It was a long journey to reach there. There is no communication between him and Abraham as he left from there, but that servant had kept the message in his heart and his mind, and he had committed his heart to do it faithfully. Even Abraham was not with him, but he was faithful to Abraham's instruction because he was faithful to God's command to keep the next generation pure and to keep the message and the truth of God to go to the next generation with the full truth. Verse 12, then he prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. He prayed, he asked the Lord to help him. Verse 13, see, I am standing beside the spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, a drink, and I will wash her, and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. He prayed prayer of faith, trusted God to the mission work that it was entrusted to him, that as he prayed, God will answer his prayer. And truly in verse 15 it says, before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. Answer a prayer. Why God answered prayer? Because he was a righteous man. He was not doubting God, and he was also faithful to the mission that entrusted to him. Some other person may say, why Abraham like that? What is the difference? Why I need to go too far away? Why all these conditions and all this instruction and all this restriction? No. He was faithful to God, and he showed faithfulness to the instructions that he received from Abraham. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Melchizedek. See how God is answering prayer 100% and confirming the message that Abraham gave to that servant, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had even lain with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said. And he quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. See how God is faithful when we are faithful to him. After she had given him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels too until they have finished drinking. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camel. The servant was faithful, so his prayer was powerful and effective. Verse 21, without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. He was watching the work of God. He was watching how God is answering his prayer. And of course, his heart was glad and enjoying because he's seeing God is working in his life. When we are faithful to the Lord, my brother and my sister, and we are keeping the instruction faithfully in a correct way, God is answering our prayer. Verse 22, when the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She answered him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son that Milcah bore to Nahor. And she added, we have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night. She told him Exactly, that she is a relative of Abraham. Exactly what Abraham had told him, God confirmed it to him. What he did in verse 26, then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah. How God is gracious to us when we are faithful to him. Saying, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives. The girl ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he held out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelet on his sister's arm and had heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her, he went out to the man and found him standing by the camels near the spring. Come, you who are blessed by the Lord, he said. Why are you standing out here? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. See how God brought him and led him step by step to the place that he want him to reach. Psalm 37 verse 23 say that the step of the good man ordained by the Lord, the step of a righteous man is ordained by the Lord. When we are faithful to God, he will lead us step by step to the place that he wants us to reach. So the man went to the house, and the camels were unloaded, straw and fodder were brought for the camels, and water for him and his men to wash their feet. In verse 33, then food was set before him. They brought him food. But what the servant did, but he said, I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say. The servant was very faithful to the task. Before he will eat, he will speak to them, he will tell them. If they will agree, they will obey God and his instruction, then he will eat. If not, he will go back. The servant was so faithful to the message and the instruction that he received, and to do faithfully the task. The message that he told them, I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say. It means that if you will agree with me, with the message that God has sent me, I am with you. If not, I have to turn my face and go back. Then tell us, Laban said, verse 34, so he said, I am Abraham's servant. He started to tell them everything. He spoke to them clearly. He did not make any compromises. His mind was clear-minded. No doubt that he have to do the work faithfully. Verse 35, the Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and camels and donkeys. My master wife Sarah has borne him a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. And my master made me swear an oath and said, you must not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son. He told them everything. Abraham does not like Isaac to get a Canaanite woman, but he want from your side, from his family's side. Why? Let's continue, verse 39. Then I asked my master, what if the woman will not come back with me? He replied, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. Then when you go to my clan, you will be released from my oath, even if they refuse to give her to you. You will be released from my oath. So he told them that Abraham sent me to get a wife, and also told them that the woman should go back with you to Isaac, that there is no way that Isaac will go back to the place that I had left, because the servant make it to them very clear in verse 39. He already told them that I asked my master, what if the woman will not come with me, if the woman will not come back with me. So he was telling them, we are asking a girl for Isaac to marry, but there is no way that Isaac will go from there to here. The woman should leave this place, leave the tradition, leave the religion, all the practices, and follow the God of Abraham and Isaac. Verse 42, when I came to the spring today, I said, he told them what had happened to him today, at that day. I said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you will, please grant success to the journey on which I have come. See, I am standing beside the spring. If a maiden come out to draw water, and I say to her, please let me drink a little water from your jar. And if she says to me, drink, and I will draw water for your camels too, let her be the one the Lord has chosen for my master's son. He told him, that's what I pray. And verse 45. Before I finish praying in my heart, he was praying in his heart. When you are in a task, you pray in your heart. Don't pray loudly, because when you pray loudly, Satan may hear you, and he may also do something to confuse you with a wrong answer prayer. So he was praying in his heart, only he and God. He was speaking only to God. What was in his heart and mind, he was telling it to God silently, so that he will be sure that God is answering his prayer. No other things will interfere in between. Before I finished praying in my heart, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She went down to a spring and drew water, and I said to her, please give me a drink. She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will water your camels too. So I drank, and she watered the camels also. I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. So what he was telling them, that I was led by God to meet Rebecca, the same what Abraham have told me the Lord did to me. So I am here not coming to you with my own, but God has sent me with all this confirmation. Then I put the ring in her nose and the bracelet on her arms. I did not do this with my own understanding, but truly the Lord led me. And verse 48, and I bow down and worship the Lord. I praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master brother for his son. Now, verse 49, now if you will show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, so I may know which way to turn. Now, in front of him, the food. He told them, I will not eat until I will speak. Now, after he told them everything, he told them, tell me, will you agree with God's message, with the mission that God sent me to do? If yes, tell me. If not, also tell me, so I will know which way I will go. What he's telling them, if you agree, thank you. I will continue. I will continue the mission. I will take Rebecca back. If not, I am not willing to compromise with you. Laban and Bethuel answered, This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. They were put in front of God. They accept that it is God's will. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go and let her become the wife of your master's son as the Lord has directed. When Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord. The Lord was there. When we are clear-minded with God, when we are faithful to the instruction, the Lord is there leading us to the impossible things, because His work He will do. We need to be faithful to the instruction and His command. No compromises at all. Some other servant, he may go, he will tell them, I know it is difficult for the girl to go, but this is, you know, Abraham, I don't know why he is saying like that to me. Anyhow, you agree, let her come with me, after he will die, we can take Isaac back here. That is when we are unfaithful, we will do such things. Many workers, when we give them instruction, they will say yes. After that, they will do their own and they will compromise. They grieve God, they grieve the Holy Spirit, and they will spoil the ministry and the work of God with their compromises. But this servant was faithful to God. Faithful to the instruction. He was standing with the Lord with the instruction of Abraham. Abraham, he knew what he was doing. If the woman would not be willing to come out, then she is unfit for marriage. Isaac cannot go back because the mission work of God will be spoiled and the word of God will have no noble vessels to bring to the next generation. God wants such servant today. There is so much compromises, so much tradition, culture, ritual things, idol worship, worldliness, and many Christian compromise. Many Christian, they are afraid. Many Christian, they are double-minded. How God can do it. God will do it to us if we are faithful to Him. Then the servant brought out gold and silver jewelry and articles of clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave costly gifts to her brother and to her mother. After they agree, he gave them the gifts. Verse 54, then he and the men who were with him ate. Which time they ate? When they agree. And drank and spent the night there. When they say agree, they say, okay, give us the food now, we will eat. When they got up the next morning, he said, send me on my way to my master. Just yesterday he arrived, he want to go today. Yes, what he would do there? They are people who are not committed to God. The task and the mission finish. He have to go back. What he will do there? Some other people, when we send them to do a mission work or to do the task, they will stay there, they will enjoy the place, they will go here and there. Why? Because the heart is still worldly. In verse 55, where he want to go? The second day, the next morning, why he want to go? See here, verse 55. But her brother and her mother replied, let the girl remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go. Let her stay 10 days with us or maybe more. Why you are in hurry? You also go around and enjoy, see the places, And you know, this is the 10 days, and so these are the traditional and the worldly things. And where the work of devil, it may happen, but the servant is very clear-minded. He finished the mission task, we are going back. We are not coming here to enjoy, here and there. But he said to them in verse 56, do not detain me. Now the Lord has granted me success to my journey. Send me on my way, send me on my way, so I may go to my master. He told them, I am going, send me on my way. Then they said, let's call the girl and ask her about it. So they called Rebecca and asked her, will you go with this man? I will go, she said. The servant, he stood firm. He told them, I am going. He makes to them very clear, I am going. It's up to you. If you send her, let her come with me. If not, I am going. So they were forced to ask, will you go with him? She said, I will go. We need to be clear-minded. No discount with the message. Very clear. If the servant will say, okay, we can stay, let her stay, let her stay 1 week, and then 1 week become 10 days, and 10 days become 2 weeks, and maybe they will change their mind, and maybe they will say, why he will, Isaac will not come here, a grieving will start. And that's how, when we lose our confidence in the Lord and in his word, we'll be shaken. Then we will give victory and give foothold for the devil. The servant, this is God's servant, was very clear. I am going back. I follow God. So they were forced to comply with God's will. Verse 59, so they sent their sister Rebecca on her way, along with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the gates of your may your offspring possess the gates of their enemies. Then Rebecca and her maids got ready and mounted their camels and went back with the man. So the servant took Rebecca and left. So he finished the work. The Lord was with him because he was faithful to God. He went back. Verse 62, now Isaac had come from Bethel Rehob Roy, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. He went out to meditate on the goodness of God. He was thinking what had happened. Possibly he was praying. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, who is that man in the field coming to meet us? He is my master, the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. In verse 66, then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Here the servant, he reported everything to Isaac. That's very important. He told him everything, and Isaac also listened. How he found the gear. Sure, he told him, as your father told me, I did like that. I pray God lead me to the right woman. Then she is your relative, as Abraham had instructed. And God confirmed, and they agree, and they want to detain us, but I told them I'm going, then they release her. So he is confirming to Isaac that this woman is from the Lord. When Isaac listened to the story, Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Very simple marriage, but the woman is from the Lord. She's the right woman for the right man, so that the truth and the word of God will go to the next generation. Me and you, we need to be faithful servant of God, carrying the instruction and the teaching and the commands of God faithfully in our life, so the truth will pass to the next generation. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, that the message will be an encouragement and an inspiration to your people and to your servants, those who listen to the message, to continue walk in the truth, acknowledging that your word is the only standard that we live on. Lord, those who are faithful, uphold them and answer their prayer, and those who are compromising, rebuke them, correct them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those who are having some doubt and their faith becoming less, increase their faith and help them, O God. Devil, I come against all your work. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to stand firm and we don't compromise. O God, let your will be done and prevailed in the life of your church and your people. Help us to do your will and to bring the message to the next generation. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.